Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
In this edition of Folk Studio, Associate Professor Iskra Baeva from the Institute of Folklore Studies with an ethnographic museum at the Bulgarian Academy of Sciences looks into the symbolism of the Holy Cross and into one of the main Christian feasts. Its official name is Exaltation of the Precious and Life-Creating Cross, but its widespread name is Holy Cross Day, and it is marked on September the 14th. Holy Cross, called the Sign of Signs, is an ancient symbol found in many cultures of the world. It is usually associated with the sun and fire, or is interpreted as an equivalent of the Tree of Life. Most probably, with this amalgam of mythological meanings, it is also present in traditional Bulgarian wood carving, where it is one of the main motifs. With the emergence of Christianity, the cross became its universal symbol because of the crucifixion of Christ, who defeated sin and death. Besides, the first letter in the name of God's Son in both Greek and Cyrillic alphabets is shaped like a bending cross. The cross features prominently in architecture, in the interior decoration of churches, and in all Christian rituals. In the ritual of christening, the child is given a medallion shaped like a cross, the token of its belonging to Christianity. In the past, in some regions of the country, crosses used to be tattooed on the foreheads of girls to prevent their abduction by Muslims. Thank you. For Christians, the sign of the cross is of great importance, according to theologians. It is the shortest symbol of faith, speechless and accessible for all. By tradition, churchgoers make the sign of the cross when they enter the church, before sitting at a table, drinking wine, making a trip or getting to work. It is believed that the sign of the cross banishes all kinds of demons and evil forces. The cross is worn as an amulet for protection against black magic, misfortunes and ill luck, and is widely used in traditional healing practices. The effects of evil eyes are eliminated by giving the patient water in which a cross is dipped. A cross medallion brought from the Holy Sepulchre, tied with a red thread, is worn on the neck against care. To protect women from miscarriage, a naked blacksmith should make a cross from silver coins collected from seven houses. The pregnant woman had to wear the medallion until the birth of her baby. In the Christian calendar, the Holy Cross is honored four times a year. But the most important feast of the cross is on the 14th of September. It is associated with the coming of autumn. In popular mythology, it is the day when the day and night crisscross, reach equal duration, and the sun starts its trip to winter. This day gives the start to grape picking, walnut trees thrashing, autumn ploughing and sowing. Fasting is mandatory on this day as a way to pay homage to the Holy Cross. The priest tours homes and stackyards and sprinkles holy water about. Leek pie, grapes, roast pumpkin, and special loaves of bread decorated with a cross are served on the 14th of September. Those with the names derived from cross, like Krstio, Krstana, Krstina, and Stavri, celebrate their name day.
Я мокрастино любе крастино кресту гендо. Дими нас Krstov den dođi, ljube mi na sađen i djeden Dimitrov den. Den i dje ljube, den Dimitrov den, želtu sa žitom nasipa. Желто сажие то любе насипа, руйно сабино налива. Малки само ми любе годняка, години са женека. А ша женик ли любе проводя, женик ли с желта бакреца. Ти да им любе порти от отвориш, отвориш да ги посрещнеш. Въклица любе да ми напиеш, китката да си проводиш.
In recent years, the Feast of the Cross has been associated with one of the most popular pilgrimage destinations in Bulgaria, Krstova Gora, Cross Mount, in the central Rodopi Mountains. It is believed that at this point the mountain is cross-shaped, and somewhere inside is kept a particle of the Holy Cross. Excavations in the area suggest that an ancient monastery stood there, and was reduced to rubble during the invasion of the Turks. In the 1930s, a pious man and clairvoyant, Brother Jordancho, came to this place. He vowed that the place was wonder-working because it keeps a particle of the Holy Cross on which Jesus Christ was crucified. According to one of his stories, the particle from the cross was given to the Turkish Sultan and brought victory to his troops and empire. However, the Russian Tsar learned about the holy particle and sent envoys who took it away from the Sultan through a conspiracy. When the Sultan's mother, who was a Christian, told him what he had lost, he immediately sent troops after the Russians. They, however, changed their route and came to the monastery at Cross Mount, where they left the relic. Soon after that, the monastery was looted by the Turks and the monks killed. They, however, managed to hide the cross particle in a secret place, thus far unknown to the faithful. This legend is passed down by word of mouth to the present day and has been attracting large groups of pilgrims to Krstova Gora. During communism, access to the place was denied and pilgrims travelled secretly to the holy place. Most of them choose to visit the locality on the Feast of the Cross. There are many stories about prayers that have worked and about miraculous events and healings. In the past, the Feast of the Cross was the ideal time for engagements and weddings. Wedding parties toured the village, carrying flasks with sparkling wine. Merrymaking and preparation was on for one of the most important events in the patriarchal community. has been Folk Studio. Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.